Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started.
So the realities of retirement planning are different than they were even a decade ago. Let's talk about some of the realities and how they're going to affect folks in retirement and how they need to plan for those things. So let's start with, we can put two together if you want, but one is people are living longer. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah, we talk about those challenges.
And the other kind of one is retirement's now not sitting on the porch and not doing anything or just sitting around playing checkers or something or watching television. Most people are very, very active in retirement. They're doing a lot of different things. And so talk about those two things, the fact that people are living longer and the people are more active for longer.
Well, when we meet with people, Toni, they want to travel. They want to spend time with their kids and grandkids. A vast majority of our clients are very charitably minded. They're very involved in their church. You know, they want to volunteer more. Or maybe they, you know, want to have a part-time job as a way to earn a little bit of income and reduce the amount they've got to pull out of their savings and portfolio to get the income that they need. And so all of those things, except for the part-time work, cost money, you know? I mean, even if all you're doing is volunteering your time, a lot of times you're still spending more money when you're doing that than, you know, if you were doing a
Sitting at home doing nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. And particularly travel, you know, a lot of our clients want to, they want to take the kids and grandkids on a vacation every year. You know, what's one way to make sure you get to see the kids and grandkids?
Pay for the vacation.
Take them all to the beach, right?
Yeah.
And so, or buy a lake house or, you know, there's all of kinds of things that people want to do in retirement that they haven't been able to do up until now, Toni, and that costs money.
Yeah, it does cost money. And the other thing, too, is that you were talking about working part-time. So some people are working part-time simply because retirement's not what it used to be. I mean, in the 30s, people lived, the life expectancy for a man was 60 and a woman was 64. People aren't even retiring at those ages anymore because they realize, you know, we're going to be here a good long time. And we need to save enough money so that we don't run out. That's what everybody's worried about. And we don't want to just not run out. We don't want to sit around and do nothing so that we don't run out of money and we're just living on our Social Security checks. We actually want to do things.
Well, if they want to do that, what do you need, Toni?
You need money.
and you need a plan. You need a plan, right?
And the thing about it, too, is not just money, but where's the money? How's the money allocated? How do we make sure that it's going to last? How certain are we that it's going to last? How confident are we that all of this stuff's going to go the way we want it to go? Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's not whether we think we have enough or we hope we have enough. It's like we need to know we have enough. We need to know how things are going to work.
Well, and one of the things that people underestimate is how much they're going to spend in retirement.
Yep.
And so part of our process, we have specific things that we have them do that nails that down.
Right.
And so that we don't miss anything because, you know, if you think about the responsibility that we have to the families that we help. Our responsibility is to do everything in our power for their retirement to go smoothly and for them to be able to accomplish what matters to them the most, which is, hey, I want to be able to enjoy this and I don't want to run out of money and I don't want to have to worry about it.
Right.
And so if we don't help them nail down what they're going to need, and you know, you would think, oh, well, hey, they're the people that know their life better than we do. Don't they know what they're going to need? And the answer is
not usually.
Yeah.
I mean, hardly ever, really.
And so it's like, okay, well, Toni, how are you and Tad going to know what I need if I don't know what I need? Well,
ancient Chinese secret.
Well, and it's because we've done this hundreds of times and we know what to tell you to go do.
Yeah.
We know the questions to ask to make sure that you've done the right analysis.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that I think is really important, the current investing environment for retirees is more challenging than it used to be and really ever. I mean,
for a variety of reasons.
It's not just so we already talked about people are living longer, people are more active and therefore spending more money. if you're retired or close to retirement, this is the best time in history to be investing with a retirement planner. I mean, somebody who's actually going to put a plan together so that we can fit all these things together and make sure that it all works instead of the market is volatile. What are we going to do?
Right.
I mean, people just feel like they're in a box.
And we're living longer. You know, we're retiring.
We're going to experience more of this
earlier. A lot of times, we're living longer.
Yep.
We've got the money's got to last a lot longer.
Right.
You know, in the days of, we'll just scrape the interest and dividend yield, and that'll take care of us. Mm-hmm. That's really hard to do these days.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, occasionally, I've got people that say, you're supposed to never touch the principal, and I'm like, that's an old way of thinking. With most people don't have or haven't saved enough money.
Well, we still have to have strategies so that we're not, if we are having to touch the principal, we're not
eroding it.
But what most people have, Tony, is just a portfolio of stocks and bonds that isn't generating the income. So they actually, the plan requires that the markets go up consistently for them to never touch the principal.
Right.
You know, that old, let's clarify something here. The old never touch the principal, the point there was invest in stocks and bonds and just take the interest and dividends. Mm-hmm. That was the point.
Right. Or you have a CD that's earning so much.
Yeah, CD that's earning 10%. And so how do we get a portfolio that's throwing off enough income? And even if we have that portfolio, the volatility that we are exposing ourselves to is higher than a lot of people want to have.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to watch your portfolio going up and down when you're not taking money from it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're living on it and you see it going up and down like a yo-yo, that is very concerning to a lot of people, and they don't have the stomach for it.
Right.
And so how do we help people that don't really fit into that mold?
Yep.
And so there are a number of ways to do it. And we've talked about those, several times on the air. We talk about it in depth in our class. We actually go through and show examples. Hey, everybody. Tad Hill here, your co-host of Retire with Freedom. We'll get back to the podcast in just a moment. But first, I want to recommend a book to you. It's the one I wrote to help retirees discover the 5 steps to getting a good night's sleep after the paycheck stop. You can probably guess the title. It is, of course, Retire with Freedom. In the book, I'll tell you a little bit of my story and why I became a financial advisor, but I'll also share with you some cautionary tales of retirees who have come before you. We'll talk about the importance of following true planning processes and how to choose the right advisor. Above all, I'll detail for you how we connect all of the dots for our clients to help you sleep well at night with confidence in your financial future. Look for the link in this episode's description to request a free copy of the book. I'd love to send you one. So click the link or just go to askfreedomfinancial.com.
Hey, so Todd, we don't usually get to some of our email questions, but today I'd like to do a couple of these. I've got one, Vicky and Homewood has a question. How can I tell if a financial advisor is actually qualified or not? My brother-in-law just informed us that he's now a financial advisor, but just a month ago, he was calling himself a life coach who happened to work part-time at Starbucks. Okay. So if he's a financial advisor all of a sudden, it makes me skeptical of the entire industry. Well,
a financial advisor, you have to have certain licenses, and it's not easy to pass those tests.
But I mean, I don't know how much experience he would have.
I'll say this. A lot of different people have a lot of different focuses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a word or not.
And maybe he works at a bank or something, a financial advisor at a bank.
Yeah, you can work at a bank and be a financial advisor, and your job there is to kind of work with the bank's clients, and if they've got cash and they're trying to figure out how to do something with the cash,
CD matures or something.
You may be talking to them about a particular product or strategy for, one small piece of their money, something like that. You might work at a brokerage firm where really the focus there is on helping people manage their portfolios and, for the most part, long-term growth. What we do is we specialize specifically in retirement planning. And so we only work with people that are, within 5 to 10 years of retirement or less. A lot of people that come see us, Tony, are already retired.
Mm-hmm.
And, one example, a gentleman's been listening to the show for years, and he sold a business earlier this year. And, said, you know, I've been listening to you for years, but never had the money that I wanted to have to invest. Mm-hmm. And the business was generating all the income I needed. So I didn't need you guys before, but now I do. Yeah. And so we're helping people that are either already retired or getting near it to put a plan in place so that their money lasts.
And that's the point I was going to say too. And you know, he may be a financial advisor and everything's fine. It's just that he's not a retirement planner. And so that's a whole different thing. And so I don't know if Vicky's trying to retire or
If he's brand new, if he's just, you know, Vicky, if he's just become a financial advisor, that means he probably passed some securities test. Mm-hmm. Although a lot of insurance people that are just insurance agents call themselves financial advisors too.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know. I don't know what licenses he holds. But I will say this, if he's just recently become one, there's a lot to learn.
I mean, and you know, where's he working? Those kinds of things, right. You know, that was a good one. All right. So we got another one. Eddie in Trustville. Eddie says, I'm 62 and I'm making more money than I've ever made by far. So that part of my job is gratifying. He likes the money. He's working for the money. Go figure. Okay. At the same time, I hate all the red tape and politics involved in working for a Fortune 500 company. Yeah. So some days are great and some days make me want to retire tomorrow. Do you think I'd end up regretting it if I walked away from this fantastic income at this age?
Hard to say.
Yeah.
And here's why. So Tony, you know, we talk about this a lot, but a lot of people come in and think they have to work 5 more years, and then we put a plan in place that shows them clearly in common sense, plain English, here's how this will work, and here's why you're fine.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they go, oh, I could quit tomorrow.
Right.
And then we have people that come in and they, you know, I'm retiring in December, and we go through everything, and they need to work 3 or 4 more years.
Right.
So how much money you're making doesn't answer that question.
Right.
It has to do with how much are you going to need from your savings? Do we have enough to generate the income you're going to need so that you can retire? And, you know, there's just so many variables.
Well, and the sad thing I will say to Eddie is you really, really, really need to be working with a retirement planner and make sure you get this right before you turn in the paperwork and get frustrated and quit.
Yeah.
Because Tad, the saddest thing I see is when somebody comes in and they've retired too early. They retired sooner than they should have just because they wanted to or they felt like it.
Here's the thing. I don't know what the answer is for you, Eddie, but I know how to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you are one of our listeners who's thinking about retiring, come get a review before you do that.
Absolutely.
I mean, it may be fine. It might not be fine. But do you want to retire before you find out, or do you want to find out before you retire?
Right.
And we talk about this a lot too. If you've got 5, 6, 7 years before you retire, now is the perfect time.
Right.
Because chances are we can use less of your money to replace your paycheck. We can put strategies in place that will create certainty for you and your spouse. And that gives us more money to invest for growth. And so if you give us some runway, in other words, you come in and we've got 5 or 6 years, 7 years, even 3 or 4.
It's way better than
that. That makes the whole process so much easier so that we can put a great plan in place for you.
Insurance services provided through Freedom Financial Group. Any and all other services related to insurance are an outside of business activity and are not offered through or supervised by AE Wealth Management, LLC. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisory requirements. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. information. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this podcast shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.